Do you ever struggle with forgiveness issues? Well, yeah, if you are like me, you can say yes. This is Jason Graves. You're talking about forgiveness. It's a very touchy subject, Taff.
It is that.
We're going to talk about what forgiveness is about this week. And then next time, we'll talk about what forgiveness is not about. But listen, if you haven't heard our previous shows, we've been getting some good feedback on the two shows we did on brotherhood. And Taff, people are saying, I like your reflective nature. They like the theme of brotherhood, which is something that's not often explored. And so I say we keep rocking and rolling on this with forgiveness, because I don't know about you, but I have a lot of clients that struggle with this. And when you struggle with forgiveness issues, it can lead to things like bitterness. It can keep you stuck in your problem. And I know this from personal experience, aside from professionally. And so we want to explore this a little bit about forgiveness today. I come from a family of world championship grudge holders. Can you relate at all, Taff?
Yeah, I think we took the silver in that
Okay,
event.
okay.
So,
That was
yeah.
you guys. Okay,
Right.
I
Yeah,
didn't
it's been a
recognize.
while, but.
Okay, right. So, I mean, you can relate, and I'd like to consider myself a pretty forgiving person. I think for me, there's a side of me that can be pretty forgiving, but when I've been hurt, boy, it is tempting to get bitter. It's sometimes hard to forgive, and it's hard to even know the difference between things like bitterness and forgiveness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's one of those things that you, in at least in my experience, one of those things that you run into these secrets you keep from yourself when you feel like the forgiveness over someone has been complete or that you've gotten closure there, and you find later that you run into it if there is any unforgiveness in us, add a little stress, add another wound that's similar. From a different person, and then sometimes it comes out to play again, and you realize, yeah, you still got to go there.
Yes. Let's define this for folks a little bit.
Yeah.
What forgiveness is about, and what we're working with today is a document that you can actually find. It's on my website, healingforthesoul.org. Just go to the resources tab and the documents page. And the document we're working with today is by a gal named Katarina James, PhD. She now her na new name is Katarina Spinaris Tudor, and she delineated a few things about forgiveness that I thought were just very adept. Number one, forgiveness is about canceling the emotional, spiritual, or material debt owed to us. In other words, seeking restitution or other consequences may be in order in certain circumstances. So a little caveat there. But boy, when you think about that, canceling the emotional, spiritual, or material debt. Now, it's easy to forgive a material debt, okay? But when you think about canceling an emotional debt, I mean, that's pretty intimidating.
That's worse. Yeah, someone has stood you up, so to speak, in your heart, and you showed up with the best that you had, perhaps, and you got stood up emotionally. And canceling that debt, I guess what's interesting is canceling the debt doesn't always mean that that person comes around for you. That's
Exactly.
the bonus round of difficulty there.
So that's probably going to come up in the next show and around
Right.
expectations that, forgiveness is not about expecting somebody to reciprocate. In other words, if we choose to forgive, which it very much is a choice, don't you think?
Exactly.
If we choose to forgive, then we won't always get that back. Now, I guess what's so hard about this, canceling the emotional debt. Have you ever chosen to do this, to forgive somebody, and then you feel like you're a fake around them because maybe you're ignoring the emotional stuff that's there and choosing to forgive in that way, but feeling like there's just something not right. There's a dissonance there.
No, Jason, I've never
You
done
never. I
that
see. I knew I'd
before.
strike out on that one, right?
Right. It may be you. I don't know, man. But yeah, you do get that because, and I have experienced that because sometimes you're around someone whom you've had to release. And the reality is, every time you're around them, you know, you've made the choice to release them, but you may still feel brokenhearted towards them.
Mm-hmm.
You may still feel, you know, and this will be this. I don't know if it's appropriate for this show or the next, but you feel some of those broken pieces
mm-hmm.
still,
mm-hmm.
even though you've said, "God, I release them."
Right.
And maybe you've even told them that you release them.
Right.
And it seems a little inauthentic to act like nothing's happened when you're around these people.
Well, sure, sure. Not only that, but then going one step further and not hoping that bad things will befall that person. That's number two here. Ceasing to hope that bad things will happen to those who have offended us. Now, I have to confess, this is something that I definitely struggle with, okay? I have wished that somebody that you know has offended me would actually die. I have actually felt that. Okay, it wasn't you. You've never offended me.
That's good. Okay. Well, I'm glad the Lord didn't follow through on that. So
right, and it's not like, you know, I really wanted them to die, but I kind of was like, well, Lord, you know, if this did happen, I would be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, ceasing to rejoice openly or secretly when bad things do happen to them, I've struggled with that. Letting go of fantasies of revenge or vengeful actions against the offender. And so, you know, that's tough sometimes. You know, when you're feeling hurt, there's that saying, hurting people hurt people, right?
Right.
So I don't know if you can relate with that one at all. But, you know, I know that there have been clients of mine that have struggled with that, you know, in this election here. And if you hear some rattling, it's because I've got my McCain-Palin button on. Now, this is not a political show, okay? So Irish pub rules right now. But, you know, I've got some friends, the people that I know and love and trust that are voting for Obama. And, you know, honestly, there's some times where I kind of have hoped really maybe that, you know, something bad would happen even to the person I'm not voting for. But we're not really going to go there. Where we are going to go is to number three. That was just a little bit of an attempt at a not completely nonpartisan
commercial. You meant to say that we're not going to go there more.
All right. Okay. Let's go to number three. Letting go of our victim identity. Taking responsibility for our actions and for our present and our future. Okay. Taking responsibility. So part of forgiveness is really just taking responsibility, right? That's kind of odd. Right? You don't really think about that, but I know for me, I have to look at where I've offended somebody from their perspective. If there's a dissonance in a relationship where I've been hurt, well, maybe there was something that I had a part in about that, you know?
Here's where it comes home for me. I, in situations that I've had in the past, I feel like God has asked me the question, "What would you?" I'm telling Him, I'm complaining to Him about what someone's done to my heart or done to me, and I don't quite get to the, at least not quickly. I don't get to the, "Oh God, would you please just maybe kill them?" but that's right there on the edge,
mm-hmm.
you know. And He'll say, "Well, what would you have me do?" That'll be the question that I hear in my heart. What would you have me do?
Mm-hmm. Just like name them,
right? But then, I get this. I get this uncomfortable itch on the backside of my mind or my heart. That's like, in the measure that you forgive, it's measured out to you,
right?
And I think, well, if I said that, as hurt as I am or as bad as I feel, if I said that I want this to happen,
right?
What if that's all I could expect from the Lord?
Right.
What if?
Well, yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? Deep.
And there's a mystery there, because how is that so that there's a relationship between how much we forgive and how much we're forgiven, yet we serve this infinite God who is so capable of forgiving, and you know our sins are like from as far as the east are from the west, right? So I guess maybe, does that mean that He just sort of, you know, I guess holds back on some of His forgiveness for us when we're not willing to forgive? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I think about it like this, and I don't know if I can answer exactly how that works,
right?
Because there is some mystery tied up in that mm-hmm. that the Holy Spirit just has to reveal to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that when I'm not able to release, I, in my own heart, in my own spirit, I have a hard time receiving it. Not that he has a hard time giving it. I think that was pretty much settled at the cross. Right. You know, but I sometimes have a hard time being, it's almost like I don't allow myself to be free to be loved if I don't release people the way I'm supposed to release them.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay. And so it's part of maybe what we were talking about earlier about that staying stuck. You know, if you're, because when you don't forgive, when you're not willing to do that work and to take that on, your energy goes into not forgiving, really the functions of not forgiving. So it's almost like, you know, forgiveness is more for the forgiver than it is for the forgivee, right?
Because it's about knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know who you are in Christ to be able to let somebody go,
mm-hmm.
to be able to let an offense go.
Right.
It's that, you know, who's forgiven much loves much.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that sense, then forgiveness is kind of like, you know, it's a gift that you're giving someone, right? I mean, I haven't really ever thought of it that way, but that's helpful because, see, that taps into, you know, I tend to think of myself as a generous person, you know? So if I can kind of use that skill transfer and tap into my generosity for just in general as a person and liking that about myself, then it's a little bit easier to forgive, thinking about it as a gift like that.
Well, and it opens up something. Mm-hmm. I think it opens up something. It's, mm-hmm. As with a lot of things, you know, in our spiritual journey, sometimes something has to go through you for it to go to you.
Right. Well said.
And you realize something about your own heart, your own spirit, your own journey.
Mm-hmm.
When you're giving something, when it comes to you and you're just the conduit and you didn't really do much other than just open the valve and let it come through.
Right.
Where you're, somebody's offended you, and back to kind of our main subject here, someone's offended you, they've offended your heart, they've offended mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. In some other way. And when you just open up the forgiveness to them and God lets it flow through you to them,
mm-hmm.
It just seems like some revelation happens in
right,
you
right.
When that's going on.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to keep talking about this, but you know, we are talking about what forgiveness is about here on the Blazing Grace Show today. But a quick couple of notes here. If you want to come hang out with Taff and I, we're going to be at the Narth Convention in Denver over the weekend of the 7th, 8th, and 9th of November. So coming up here pretty soon. NARTH is the National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality. And so that should be interesting. Boy, if you missed out on the retreat in Memphis this last weekend, oh boy, we had a great time. And so we're going to probably do that again next year. So stay tuned for that. Do you need a group? Because TAF is starting two new groups. So go to legendcounseling.com for more information about that. And similarly, at Healing for the Soul, we have wives groups. So if you're a wife of someone who's struggling and needing some support and recovery of your own, then you know, you're certainly welcome to contact us at healingforthesoul.org and all the information's there. So, but let's get back to what forgiveness is about. And then, you know, next time we're going to talk about what forgiveness is not about. Here's the next one on the list, Taff. Seeing through the offender's toughness or wickedness to their woundedness, self-deception and pain, letting go of our hatred of the offender, feeling compassion and pity for those who hurt us, praying for God to forgive and bless the offender. Wow. Now that's revolutionary.
Yeah, it sounds really easy too. I think... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no difficulty there. One thing that I remember just hearing you read that,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to do any of that when you're in pain.
Right.
And I think a lot of people struggle with the level of forgiveness that they have because they're hurting still.
Right.
And just saying the words, reading them off the page, or you know, saying the right forgiveness words
mm-hmm.
doesn't make the pain stop.
Right.
And that last statement is so much about getting out of your perspective
mm-hmm.
and getting into someone else's. And
yep.
you know, and I say this to my clients a good bit, you can't, when you're in pain, you can't take another person's perspective very easily. Right. The example is, you know, smash your thumb and see if you care about anybody else's feelings in the room.
Yeah, or anybody else's thumbs.
Right. It just doesn't matter. And,
right.
And that's a, I mean, I love that that's there mm-hmm. in our list, because I think that really, that's the part of forgiveness that brings healing
right.
to us.
Totally.
It gets us unstuck, but it's a process to step up to that.
Well, you know what? This one is particularly helpful to me, because a few years ago, I was majorly offended by a colleague. Well, I happened to, on my running trail, run by this guy's house like almost every day. So what I did was I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to pray for this guy. I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for his family. I'm going to pray that, you know, God ministers to his wounds as a broken person. I'm a broken person. So is he. And, you know, I think what this is talking about here, it says, you know, letting go of the hatred for the offender, feeling compassion and pity for those who hurt us. In feeling pity for somebody, that doesn't mean that you're going superior. You're thinking that you're better than them. It's just sort of being empathetic to the fact that, you know, that person is a broken person, all right? The fact that they have hurt you is just a testimony to that, okay? So be the bigger person in a sense, or more appropriately, be the biggest person that we can so that we can be released. So, I mean, it's easier said than done, but I tell you what, it's really helped me. I mean, I hate this person a ton less, and I've actually been able to be, you know, interact with this person a little bit here recently, which that is very tough for me. You know, mm-hmm. when I can't stand somebody, I'm like, you know what, just, you know, I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear your name. I don't want to, you know, nothing. So when we can really look at their pain and consider that, it can help.
Yeah. And for me, I can't get there easily unless I start asking questions like, okay, so Lord, am I even more foolish than they are in some areas? You know, because I've got to get in touch with some of my own dirt mm-hmm. in order to get in this place where I can say, you know, has my dirt, has my woundedness, have I run over people yeah. with that?
Right.
You know, how many people have suffered at my hands mm-hmm. because I didn't see, or I wasn't mature enough in the right season, or I,
right.
you know, maybe, you know, opened my mouth and, you know, that editing mechanism didn't work, and I just ran over somebody.
Oh, you have one of those? Where do you get those editing mechanisms?
It's broken now. It's in the shop.
Okay.
And I yeah.
Well, at least you own one, so good for you. Okay. All right. Well, let's move through this, because we've got two more here. Becoming, and again, if you want to get a copy of this, you can go to the website and get a copy on healingforthesoul.org on the resources tab, documents page. It's called What Forgiveness is About by Katarina James, now Katarina Spinar's tutor. Number five here, becoming open to reconciliation and a renewed relationship, depending on the degree of confession and active repentance of the offender. Now, this is sometimes not possible, but it's just asking us here to just be open, which I know is terribly scary. I mean, these people that have offended me, and I've got my little list, you know, I have to be open to relationship with them if I call myself a Christian, if I serve, truly am serving a redemptive, restorative, relational God. It's that simple, isn't it?
Yeah. And for one, I hate the dissolution of relationship. I hate it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that we have to, it seems like we have to live with it, because it's the world is fallen and we're mm-hmm. fallen and we're broken and
right.
everyone's broken and all
right.
of that. But it just seems like relationship was always supposed to be eternal.
Right.
It wasn't supposed to be for a season
right.
or until something happened. And,
right.
and that's how I leave my heart open.
Yeah.
I want the eternal to come back into the relationship mm-hmm. if it can.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that takes, you know, awareness in the relationship and awareness and commitment after the relationship, but even something that you can commit to and talk about, you know, as the relationship's starting. You know, just the other day, you and I talked and I said, you know, Taff, if we ever have a disagreement, I want us to work it out. So let's just agree now that we're going to, you know, your friendship's so important to me that let's just work that out. Let's just decide now that we're not going to, you know, turn away from each other. we're going to work it out, okay? And I love that. You know, I love that we can do that. And you know, honestly, this is part of what forgiveness has taught me, is that it's really hard work. So let's prepare to make it a little bit easier on the front end, if we ever get to that place in relationships. Because, you know, you're going to skin your knees in relationships.
Yeah, it's going to be messy.
Right.
I mean, if you decide going in that it's going to be, the relationship is messy.
Well, and isn't messiness sort of a testimony to the degree to which the parties feel safe in a relationship? I mean, you're not going to get messy with people you don't feel safe with, right?
Right, but you can certainly get finished with people that have made the mess bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is all that hanging out there, and I think it's a decision you have to make going in.
Right.
You know, just as we had that conversation, it's like, let's decide now.
Yeah. Right.
That as long as we're not renegotiating the truth.
Right.
Then the deal is on.
Right.
You know, the friendship is eternal. The marriage is eternal. The brotherhood, whatever,
right.
Whatever kind of relationship we're talking about.
Right.
That's the one thing that doesn't get taken off the table.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, last one. Learning to see God's loving presence in our painful circumstances, trusting and hoping that God can use our suffering for good and cooperating with Him to bring that about. And that's what I call redemptive vision. How is God going to make good on this pain? I love that. So I know He's done it in my life. I know He's done it in your life. And I know that He can do it in your life. If you're listening and you're going, you know what? I'm stuck in my problem. There's people that have hurt me, and now I feel entitlement or bitterness or a whole host of feelings that essentially hurt the heart of God, diminish the ability to move forward in relationships and heal. Then let's turn that over to the Lord today. Okay, let's work on forgiveness. If you're not in counseling and you need some support, obviously Taff and I do telephone counseling with folks all over the world, so you can get a hold of us. Taff's website is legendcounseling.com, and mine is healingforthesoul.org. Again, we're going to cover this more next time. Listen in when we talk about what forgiveness is not about. If you're dealing with same gender attractions or somebody who is, and you want to come hang out with us at the NARTH convention in Denver, that's the 7th, 8th, and 9th of November. And gosh, we're just excited to have you tuning in. Remember, the Blazing Grace Show is listener supported. So if you want to help us out, feel free to get a hold of us, and you can send your support. We'll talk to you next time.